USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The House is debating a massive new stimulus bill to help deal with some of the economic fallout from the coronavirus outbreak. The roughly $3 trillion Democratic measure includes more money for cash-strapped states and local governments. The bill is expected to pass in the Democratic-led House, but as far as the Republican-led Senate, Senator John Kennedy tells Fox News,
"It's not a serious or mature effort to legislate. It's dead as fried chicken in the Senate. It's dead as fried chicken with the American people once they find out what's in it."
President Trump is calling the development of a coronavirus vaccine Operation Warp Speed. Speaking at the White House, the president says this effort is an historic partnership between the federal government and private sector. Trump adding he hopes to see the vaccine by the end of the year, if not sooner. This is USA Radio News.
Balance of nature, changing the world one life at a time.
I've had a lot of really great days back to back, which has been a huge blessing. Even my doctor told me, because they asked me to bring everything in that I take on a daily basis, he was very encouraged by seeing what I was taking, and he said he didn't care how many I had, and he said it's food. And the form that it's in was something that he was very, because he's an avid learner, and he's always researching, and he's always excited to see new things, and he told me this would be good. This will help you immensely with the nutrition that you need.
Experience the Balance of Nature difference for yourself. Right now, Balance of Nature is offering free shipping and 35% off on any new preferred order. Start your journey to better health today by calling 1-800-246-8751 or by going to balanceofnature.com. And make sure to receive this special radio offer by using discount code USA.
Retail sales numbers are out for the month of April. With the details, here's USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes.
Analysts had forecast a bad month for retail sales in April, but the results are even worse than they expected. Retail sales fell 16.4% last month, nearly 5 points below the experts' predictions. And it's more than double the previous record drop that was set in the month of March. More than two-thirds of the nation's $21.5 trillion economy comes from consumer spending, and the cratering retail numbers illustrate the depth of the economic disaster brought on by the coronavirus pandemic.
Residents in Nevada awoke to a powerful 6.5 magnitude earthquake that struck in an isolated part of the state. The earthquake's epicenter was about 35 miles outside the town of Tonopah and 70 miles from Area 51, a classified Nevada base long rumored to be home for extraterrestrial life. The earthquake was felt in California and Utah as well. USA Radio News.
Working from home? I'm Chad Dodd, veterinarian and consultant to Limp Bells. Here are some tips for keeping your dog fit while staying at home. Find 15 minutes twice a day and walk your pet at a decent pace around your place. Play hide and seek by hiding some kibble or favorite toys and letting your dog find them. If you have stairs and your dog is mobile, walk up and down twice a day for 5 to 10 minutes. Or better yet, try a power walk on your terrace or backyard for some fresh air. There are more helpful pet care tips at YouMove.com, spelled YouMove.com.
House Republican leader from California, Kevin McCarthy, is criticizing the massive new stimulus package before the House.
The Senate is working, but the House is not, and she's bringing us all back today for a vote that will go nowhere. Even her own party and her own members call it a political vote that will not become law.
During a Capitol Hill briefing, McCarthy also calling the bill a liberal wish list. The bill is expected to pass in the Democratic-led House, but stall in the Republican-led Senate. The NASCAR season is returning on May 17th at Darlington Raceway, months after being paused due to the coronavirus pandemic. The races will not be exactly as they were pre-quarantine, as there will be no fans present. Brad Keselowski will have the pole for the race. Fox Sports pit reporter Jamie Little tells Fox News things will be a little bit different, but it will be great to get back on the track.
Yes, for sure. We are going to have a race, and we are going to have all 40 of our drivers out there. So that'll look the same. Once the green flag drops, it will be racing like you're used to seeing at home. But behind the scenes, things are going to look different. There will be a scaled-down amount of people, obviously. The pit boxes won't be as full, and there won't be any fans in the stands. So I think from that perspective, it will be weird for the drivers. It'll feel more like a test where it's kind of quiet. But there will be a reporter there. We will be covering the race. And I think looking from home, things will look the same, and that'll feel good.
Yeah. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.